I tell you though, can you imagine? I mean, obviously we weren't all around around the founding time of America, and none of us were. But can you imagine as if we had to do that again today with the culture in which we have? I'm just saying. I don't know what would come about there. I mean, can you imagine if this culture had to come up with something like Thanksgiving Day? It would probably be more along the lines of Entitlement Day. Everything that I get. Come on. We're talking about Thanksgiving here. This is the month. I mean, we set aside one day of the year for Thanksgiving. May God have mercy on us. This ought to be every day of our life. But it's not. You know, most people won't develop a serious, real, fervent prayer time or prayer life until catastrophe strikes. And then when the catastrophe is over, so is the prayer time. May God have mercy on us. You see, we have a missing element in the way that we even approach God. I come to the 100th Psalm. It's probably the most well-known psalm along the in the season of Thanksgiving. And I want to read it this morning by way of introduction. Because the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's not just one land, that's all lands. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. In case you are wondering, this is a psalm about the Lord. We only have in this particular passage 1, 2, 3, 4 times where it says, know ye the Lord, or all ye lands. Know ye that the Lord. Then it says, hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. So we see that 5 times this passage mentions us. But yet 15 times it mentions the Lord. We talk about God being holy, holy, holy. 3 times holy is God. Notice in verse 1 as it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord. Come before His presence. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You see, this is about God this morning, not about us, but about Him. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In Psalm 95 verse 2, He says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. You see, we are not, if we are anything today, it is not entitled. But God is. If anyone in this relationship is entitled to anything, it would be God Himself. May we, with His help, with His goodness, with His mercy, be able to come to Him in an attitude and a spirit of thanksgiving. You say, Thanksgiving's not for two more weeks. I know, I felt like we needed some extra help here. And so this is what we're going to talk about this morning. So let's pray together, shall we? Father, we love You. We thank You so very much for how You move and You work and touch, and even when we don't even realize what You're doing, You're moving and working. And God, I pray this morning that as we enter into this service, may we have come to You today from the very beginning being thankful for what You have done in our lives. And Father, not in a way that would be contrary to just saying, oh, we're thankful. But Father, may we know why we're thankful. May we know what we're thankful for. Father, help us in this. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I look at and consider and think about our culture, I was actually a little taken back the other day. I was at Walmart and just going in for a few things and walked through, and I was walking down the sidewalk and I turned the sidewalk, and this has been at least 2 weeks ago, I think. And I came along the, coming into the door, and I saw a Christmas tree here and a Christmas tree here. And I thought, it's not time for Christmas. We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. The girls and I were driving a few days ago, and I was skipping through the radio stations trying to find a program to listen to. And we were driving through another state, and so I didn't have particular stations and wanted to listen to a program, and was skipping through, and Christmas music came on. And both of the girls together, they said, "Oh, Dad, Christmas music." And I said, "We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet." I'm real concerned. Very, very concerned here. Because Christmas, in all of its glory and all of its grandeur and all of what comes with it, can I say it this way? In our culture, and even a lot of times in churches today, Christmas is all about us and very little about Him. One of the reasons Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday throughout the year is because it really doesn't have anything to do with us. I mean, consider for a moment, if we stood up today and we're going to give praises and thanks, I don't know that anyone, now you might think this in your mind, but I don't know anyone so selfish that would stand up and say, "I am so grateful that I get to be me." Would anyone stand to say that? "I am so grateful I get to be me." Now, we live that way, but we wouldn't stand. We would say, "Oh, that's prideful. Oh my, how prideful is that?" But we live our lives like that. Some days, "I'm thankful I get to be me." Some we may say, "Oh, I'm thankful I'm not you." How many would say that this morning? Amen. Where is our thanks? Can we truly go into a Christmas season and just skip over Thanksgiving? Or just have it one day of the year? Hey, I'm grateful that God sent His Son. Amen? I'm grateful for that. But can I just remind you very quickly that God's Son already existed before He sent God's Son? It wasn't just there's God's Son. When did that happen? It may have been for us, but it wasn't for God. As a matter of fact, Jesus was there when the world was created. That's what the Bible says. So here we have Jesus coming, and man, we ought to be thankful for that. And before then, may I just remind you here, Jesus came, a little over 2,000 years ago? And here we are, we're going through all of that, and that's what I say, when we watch our culture and we watch everything surrounding it and we get into all of that, it is very little about Him and a whole lot about us. As a matter of fact, we come into our culture and we go in and we say, oh, what are you getting for Christmas? Why? Because it's about us. Am I striking a nerve here this morning? This is real quiet. You say, well, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. What are you getting for Christmas this year? Let's just talk about it. Let's just put it out there. Well, I'm thankful for what I get. Doesn't that count? How many are thankful for what you get for Christmas? How many have ever been unthankful for what you got for Christmas? Be honest. Think, why did I get that? Can I just fill you in on something? The moment we think, why did I get that? It's not thankful. Why, thank you. We've made those faces. Why? Because it's not about Him, it's about us. Can we truly come in and say, I'm just going to meddle a lot here today. Can I do that? It doesn't matter. I'm going to anyway. Can we truly get so bent out of shape because the world wants to say happy holidays? How dare they take Christ out of Christmas? Because we put Him in so much? How do we get... Here I am. I'm skipping all over Thanksgiving and going right to Christmas. That's hypocritical, man. I'm getting here. This is all introduction. We might be here a while. Can we really take that audacity because we put Christ so much in Christmas? He's first, isn't He? At least that's what we say. We know what to say. What about what we do? Hey, I'll just go ahead and say it. There is a whole lot more scripture that deals with us being thankful and having a time of thanksgiving than there is about the birth of Jesus. Go figure that one. I'm really not trying to demean the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh man, I'm grateful for it. What I'm saying is, God places a bigger emphasis on us being thankful to Him than He did on that. And yet we are so quick to just go on past. We allow our culture to determine what we're going to do. We ought to let the Bible determine what we're going to do. And the Bible says, be ye thankful. You see, giving thanks allows us to perfect an inner attitude about what God is doing in our lives, what God is doing in our hearts, what God is doing in and through us. Can I just tell you that thankful people are a joyful people? We're going to move right on into Thanksgiving now. Some of you, and sometimes me, I'll throw myself right in here. Sometimes the joy is gone from our lives, isn't it? And I know in my life, every time that joy is gone, it's a result of me not being thankful. Every time. Not part of the time, not some of the time, but every time there's no joy in my life, it is usually a result that is thankfulness is far gone. Joy is the outgrowth, if you will, of a thankful heart. We sing the song. We'll probably sing it next week. Count your blessings. Do we sing that so much that we just forget to count our blessings? I mean, think about the words of that. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, it says. Name them one by one. Can you even do that? Or have we just gone so far beyond being thankful that all we do is we just put them in a bag and carry them around and we can't even name a blessing? If we had to think about it. Thankful people are joyful. Thankful people are serving people. Notice. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Are we serving the Lord? Are we serving Him with gladness? Are we saying, hey, I want to be worshiping Him. I want to be serving Him. Come thou fount of every blessing. Sing and tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. You see, thankful people are a singing people. A singing people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. You see, giving thanks perfects that inner attitude that we can just say, Lord, thank you. We heard a message. Dave McCracken's been here before. Many of you know him. I was in Oklahoma City last week, and he was preaching a revival there, so we got to sit in on two of the services. And he challenged the people there at Southwest Baptist Church to do this. And I'm going to challenge you, because it was, wow, to me. But he challenged the people to spend 5 minutes in prayer every day for the next month. 5 minutes for 30 days. And in those 5 minutes, do nothing but thank God. You will be surprised that when we start talking about, when we sing about count your blessings, that when you got to start for 5 minutes and start naming those, oh my. How do you think you could do 5 minutes? How do you think a minute might be a long time once you start doing it? I'll tell you it is. 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes is nothing. Whew. Just start thanking God for 5 minutes and see how far you get. It's not easy. Why? Because at our core, unfortunately, we're usually not thankful. Man, we've got to get a hold of this. In giving thanks, as it perfects this inner attitude, and we do this, giving thanks must acknowledge who God is. If we're going to truly give thanks, we must truly acknowledge who God is. Just a few moments ago, Scott read in Jeremiah. I want you to turn there. Jeremiah chapter number 9. When we talk about worship, we talk about coming to God, we must acknowledge who He is. He is God. Can we just start simply by saying He is God? The psalmist in Psalm 100 said, He is God, not us. He is the Creator, not us. You see, He is God. Jeremiah said it like this in the 23rd and 24th verses. He said, Thus saith the Lord. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah didn't say it. God said it, but told Jeremiah to tell the people. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this. All right, now check this out. He says, the wise man, not in his wisdom. He said, the mighty man, not in his might. He said, the rich man, not in his riches. No, sir. He said, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Who's speaking here? It is God that's speaking. He said, if anybody's going to glory, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. If we're going to glory today, we're going to have to glory in the fact that we know who God is. And if we're going to be thankful, we ought to be thankful that we know who God is. Can I just tell you, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, you name a holiday around, it ought to be different in the life of a Christian. Come on now. It ought to be different in our life. Thanksgiving ought to be one of the greatest holidays around in our lives, because we know who we're thankful for. It ought to be different. I mean, look, I am not concerned this morning about the way our culture celebrates Thanksgiving. I'm not. I'm really not concerned how our culture celebrates Christmas. I'm not. I'm not concerned how they celebrate Easter. Man, they can do all the eggs and mumbo jumbo and sell all the candy and make all the money and all that stuff. I really don't care. Amen. Because they have nothing to do with it. Come on. We talk about the commercialization and all that stuff, and yet we get right into it and we let the culture determine what we do. God help us. We find glory in all of these things. And yet God says, let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. So the first question today is, do you know God? Do you know who he is? He certainly knows you. You acknowledge that he is our creator? If we acknowledge who God is, I promise you this, when we approach him and we go to him, we'll go to him with thanksgiving, being thankful for what he has done in our lives. We're his people. You see? In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12, he says, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hey, there are plenty of things we have to be thankful for. And as he says this, he says, know that he is God. Go back to the 100th Psalm here, as he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Oh my, we sure do think that though sometimes, don't we? That we've made ourselves, that we've accomplished all of this. I mean, look what we've done. Isn't it amazing what we've done? All that we've accomplished, all that we've done. Really? I use this illustration a lot, but all we've done is take something that God has created, we've put a few things together, and we've made something from what God has already made. Until we've gotten together and devised how we can take something from nothing and make it, that's what God did. When you think about that, there's nothing there until God spoke it. Try that one. Yeah, see, we're nothing compared to God except His creation. He says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." Verse number 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Now, hold on a second. His gates. We're coming to God. We're coming to His throne. And the Bible tells us we can come boldly before His throne of grace. But think on this for a moment. If we're coming to the throne of God, where's the gate of God? You ever considered this before? Where's the gate? Where would that gate be if you're picturing a property or you're coming inside somewhere? I mean, where's the gate? It's at the very beginning, isn't it? I mean, if we were going to say, hey, we're going to have a business meeting tonight and we need to decide where we need to put a gate up, and we need to do this. Where would we put that gate? I think right here would be a good place. How many with me there? I mean, right here, right in front of the pulpit, great place for a gate. Anybody? I'd like a gate between me and Bob. This would be a good place for a gate. You stay over there. I'll stay over here. Where would a good place for a gate be here? The driveway. Huh. You mean if there's a gate out there, I want you to picture this. Before we ever come into God's house, we're thankful. When we hit the driveway, as we enter into, hey, why? Because this is God we're talking about here. Enter into His gates. Before we ever get into His house, before we ever get close to the throne, we say, hey, God, I'm thankful. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I'll tell you, once you start being thankful, praise just comes. Oh, my. But it starts at the gate. I'm thankful. Then we come into His courts. We're coming in. That means we're out of the car now. We're walking in, getting ready to walk through the door, and we're already praising. I tell you, one of the problems we have is we got to get, our culture has taught us that we've got to get so worked up in worship to be able to worship. We've got to get about how we feel, and we got to have the right music, and we got to have the right this. Hey, let me just tell you something. If you started at the gate, by the time you got into the service, you'd be already praising Him. We wouldn't have to work anything up because God's already done a work in our life. But the reason He hasn't done a work in our life is because we haven't been thankful for what He is doing in our life. Because we think we're entitled to everything that we have. That's Thanksgiving in our culture. Whew. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Matthew Henry got robbed. Matthew Henry wrote wrote some commentaries, most of them pretty good, but he got robbed and he wanted to say and said, "Let me be thankful." And so the first thing he said was, "I was never robbed before." Something to be thankful about. The second thing he said, "I can be thankful for," he said, "they took my wallet, but not my life." Third thing he said was, "They took my all, but it wasn't much." The fourth thing he said was, "I was robbed, not the one robbing." You see, there's always something that we can be thankful for. Thanksgiving always involves, what's that last part of that word? We've made it a compound word, put them together, but thanks and giving. Always involves giving. In giving thanks and giving praise and giving song and giving substance. And he says, "Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting." Oh, may we be thankful for his mercy. Can I tell you, it is only by God's mercy that you and I are not consumed. It is only by God's mercy that we even have the ability to be entitled rather than thankful. Only by his mercy. And I'm glad he says it's everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Thanksgiving always requires and always involves giving. This is going to be a two-parter, just because we are out of time here. I want to look at next week, and you can just decide now whether or not you want to come. It's up to you. Are you a giver or are you a taker? Are you a giver or are you a taker? And I'm telling you right now, that will determine whether or not you're thankful. You could do some examining here over the next few weeks to decide whether or not you're a giver or you're a taker. And if you find in your life that you're not thankful, it's probably because you're a taker and not a giver. We're going to explore that next Sunday. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Second Corinthians chapter 2 said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." May we approach God in God's service with thankfulness. We examine what our praise is in our lives, our thanks. May we be open, may we be completely honest with ourselves before God on whether or not we're thankful. May God have mercy. Father, have your way during this time. Father, may you speak to our hearts that we might be thankful to you. God, thank you for your mercy, for your goodness, for your truth, that we can stand here today and be truthful one with another and with ourselves in this attitude and spirit of thanksgiving. God, may it not just be one day of the year in our hearts and in our minds, but Father, as a Christian, may we be compelled. As a Christian, may we be about this business of giving you thanks each and every day. Help us. Please help us. In Jesus' name I pray.